3 o'clock in the morning, Israeli soldiers invaded Beit Hanun in the north of the Gaza Strip, an area that's already been hit often by the Israeli military. They came in with Apache helicopters and with tanks. Apache helicopters opened fire into a Palestinian Authority building. They killed 2 of the people who are working there and 1 man who was nearby. They also used the tanks to shell while they destroyed hundreds of trees. What they've been doing throughout the Gaza Strip is destroying anything that's alive. The trees, olive trees, the orange trees, anything that leads to the economic sustainability of the Palestinian people, anything that makes it look like there is life here. They are continuing to demolish homes. They killed a 71-year-old man who was tending his field in the middle of the Gaza Strip. They injured a 51-year-old woman in Darabella today while they were demolishing her home. They're rendering hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people homeless here in the Gaza Strip. In Rafah, where they continue to build an apartheid wall, they're destroying more houses every day. They've just completely finished destroying a mosque that they have been killing slowly by slowly over the last week, finishing it off today. They destroyed a family's home today also there. So this is what's been happening here on a daily basis for a long time now, and this is under the cover of the U.S. War on Iraq. In the midst of all of this, still the people in Rafah and Khan Yunis came out into the streets today. 10,000 marched in support of the Iraqi people today. The crowd was made up mostly of women and farmers. 1,000 people marched in the streets in Gaza City today also, and the makeup was similar, mostly women and farmers. Also, people who, while they're suffering through a severe ethnic cleansing process here, are still trying to do what they can to support the people who are suffering under the hands of the U.S. and British military regimes. In Bethlehem, in the West Bank, Israeli soldiers wore civilian clothes and went into a crowded area of Bethlehem, an area called Sunama, and they opened fire into a car. They killed all of the people that were inside of the car and also shot into another car where there was a 12-year-old girl. They killed her. They injured her mom and her dad and her sister. They've been coming regularly into the camp every night, taking more and more people. Last night they took 7 in these midnight raids. They're increasing the prison population. There's about 9,000 Palestinian political prisoners being illegally held in Israeli jails right now. The Israeli military government's also making rumblings about massive transfers of Palestinian people, of making refugees of the refugees again. They're talking about uprooting entire communities that have been living in refugee camps since their land and homes were stolen in 1948, and sending them out again into Jordan. These are camps that the Israeli military government has built, illegal Israeli settlements nearby. And so not only do the residents of the camp have to suffer from increased Israeli military presence inside of the settlement. Also, the settlers are often heavily armed and students in the camps, and now these people are also fearing Israeli buses pulling up outside of the camps and being loaded on them at gunpoint and sent out of Palestine. Reality here is horrifying, and it hasn't stopped. I mean, this is a process of ethnic cleansing that's been going on since 1948, and certainly in different forms, but we've seen an increase in settlement building over the past several years. Of course, under Barak, even though he was touted to be a generous man, if you recall his so-called generous offer, an illegal Israeli settlement building increased under his regime as well, and it's continuing. So the Israeli military government is creating new facts on the ground and trying, it seems, with all their might to make this place really look like no one lived here before the Israelis showed up. news here reports straight out of Iraq, live pictures, live feed from Iraq, despite the fact that the U.S. intentionally bombed the Iraqi television station in order to suppress information, despite the fact that there is a ban on Al Jazeera in the United States, despite the fact that there is a media blackout as the U.S. Has employed over the years in myriad forms in order to suppress information from getting out. We are seeing all of the pictures. We are seeing the truth from this end. Here in Palestine, we see on the news how many people are coming to rallies in the United States and in Europe and throughout of the Middle East, throughout the rest of the world. We see the pictures. We see the numbers of the people that are turning out. So even if you're not getting the information, they're not seeing it. And even if your rallies and demonstrations are not being shown on U.S. television, be heartened to know that the people, many of the people in the rest of the world are seeing it. And there's a strong feeling of solidarity and respect and thanks to everyone who's coming out in support of the Iraqi people and the Palestinian people. And it's important to not lose sight of the ethnic cleansing process that's going on here while all eyes are on Iraq.